Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed. Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast12. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast12 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast12. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
What is up, everyone. It is another day, another time, and another week for your favorite Monday night show. And I'm not talking about Monday night football. I'm talking about your favorite show, my favorite show, Real Talk Monday. I got my girls up in the building with me. I got my co-host, Miss Daisy. How you doing, sis?
I'm doing fabulous. How are you?
I'm good. It's good to see your face after our break. I've missed you, sissy.
So
I've missed you. While we've been on break, I've definitely missed you.
I miss you too.
We're going to do better. And as most of y'all know, we got two fabulous co-hosts, our two fabulous guests on here with us. If you've watched Real Talk Monday before, you know about Miss VJ. And if you've watched anything that has anything to do with Reverend JC 3 Ministries, you have seen that face right up there at the top, Miss Sarah Renee, somewhere or another. So we're going to let them introduce themselves just in case y'all been living under a rock after we play the theme song. So after this theme song plays, we're going to open it up with prayer. Then we're going to let them introduce themselves. And while this theme song is playing, I want you to like, I want you to share, I want you to tag, and I want you to tell somebody and tell everybody, tell a friend, tell somebody that your favorite show is on. So let's go, ladies and gentlemen. Let's get it. Come on. What is up? Everyone. It is another day, another time, and another week for Real Talk Monday. All right. You all, at this time, what we're going to do is we're going to go to the Lord in prayer. Then I'm going to let these lovely guests introduce themselves. Dear Lord, Heavenly Father, we come to you once again. We thank you for another day, another time, and another opportunity. Lord, we thank you for this show. We'd ask you to not only let us be godly, but let us be real as well. We'd ask you to give we ask you to get myself and our guest out of the way and allow your name to get the glory, your name to get the honor, and your name to get the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right. So we're going to let you all introduce yourselves at this time. Whoever wants to start it off first, we will let y'all go.
Okay, I get to come up. Hey, everyone. So nice to be back. Thank you for having me back. It was such a pleasure. So when you asked me, I was so excited to join you guys again. But if you don't know me, my name is VJ, or you can, well, it's Venetia, but you can call me VJ. And I'm coming to you live out of Dallas, Texas, born and raised. I am a mom. I am a wife. My children are about to be 21. I've got some twins, and yeah, and I'm a wife of about a little over a year. So very busy home life. And outside of that, I am a side hustle strategist. Follow me if you've got any questions or you are into that type of thing. But again, I'm happy to be here. So thanks for having me.
All right. And VJ, I still got to hit you up because I still got some questions for you about some things I'm working on. So you already know I got to hit you up.
Anytime. So
it's on you, sissy.
Okay, y'all. Hey, how are you? It's your favorite Jersey girl, Cheryl Renee, and I am the host of the Blemish Beauty Podcast. You can follow me on Facebook. You can follow me on TikTok, and you can follow the podcast at Amazon. You can follow me on Apple, and you can follow me on Spotify. I'm so excited to be here and enjoy the conversation with you guys. So let's get into it.
All right. So you all, and as y'all already know, we already introduced my co-host, which she needs no introduction, but we are glad to have her back on again as well, rocking back with us for another season. So we are excited about what God is doing. And we have a great show for you all tonight. So, Daisy, I'm going to let you introduce our topic on tonight.
James, can you do it?
I got you. Our topic for tonight is equally yoke more than marriage? Equally yoke, is it more than marriage? So, y'all, we about to have a great discussion tonight on this. And we just going to jump right into the questions tonight because we have some great ones for you all. And we can't wait to jump in and get this conversation started. So the first question I want to ask, I'll start them off and then I'll let Daisy go from there. So the first question is, when did you start realizing the true meaning of equally yoked? When did you start realizing the true meaning of equally yoked? Whichever one wants to start it off, I'll go last. When did you start realizing the true meaning of equally yoked?
I think one of our guests should go first.
I agree. Whichever one of you ladies.
I'll go first. So for me, I realized the importance of not being unequally yoked when I really deepened my relationship with God and I got more into what it meant. For me, unequally yoked can not just talk about marriage, but talk about friendships as well. Talk about businesses, your mindset, just everything in general. So for me, once I got into a real relationship with the Lord, that's when it was full throttle for me.
I agree with that. All right. Whichever one wants to go next.
Okay. It really started to hit home what equally yoke meant in my last serious relationship before I got married. Because I think oftentimes we think about what we want in a relationship and what we think we need. But sometimes you can also learn and have that aha moment about what you don't want and what you don't need. And, you know, I'm not going to disparage anybody because, you know, everything happens for a reason, but it takes me back to, I remember sometimes, you know, with this past relationship, some of the things he would do, and I would say, this isn't going to work because we're not balanced. And for me, being equally yoked just means balance. And I could talk more and more about that, but I'm not. So to answer your question, for me, it was my last serious relationship before I got married is when I learned, or when I realized what that meant for me.
I feel that. Daisy?
Yeah, I agree with both of our guests. And in addition, I want to say for me, when I really realized and noticed what that definition meant was when I really got close with God and when I really started digging into the Word of God. And so anything that we are using biblically, we got to know context. We got to know what it means. And so when I started studying the Word of God and comparing it to the fruit of my relationships, whether it was my job, whether it was business partners, whether it was an intimate relationship, whether it was family. There's a season. There's a season for everything. And understand that you can be equally yoked at a particular season, and going into a next season, you may not be equally yoked with an individual. And so I really learned what that was when I sat there and I compared the word of the Lord, because the word says that you will know them by their fruit. And it says, test the spirit by the spirit. And so that's how I was able to identify what that mean and what my current relationships were and if it was equally yoke or not. And then, and also with me in a period, I was forcing things to work. And I was just like, God, you can't, what comes and looks like God isn't always God, because we know that Satan, he's a great imposter of what God, he always comes and try to pervert and compete what God brings forth. And so a lot of times we may feel when a thing comes and it looks good, like example, an intimate relationship, a man or a woman in relationship, when it comes, they in a week or two, they do the good things, you know, it's honeymoon stage and it feels good, it looks good. And you're like, wow, I'm on cloud nine. And then the door, the walls start going down where you now see that this may not have been from God. So how I can now avoid that is I know what the word of the Lord says. And when it comes, I can no longer be fooled. And when we go through those things, and if we don't really know the word of God, if we're using unequally yoked, because a lot of people in the world, they do use that unequally yoked, but they don't know the meaning or the definition. As for myself, before I got into the word of God, I didn't really know what it meant. And I was just using it thinking that it meant one thing, but it didn't. It goes for everything in your life. And so that's my answer.
I think for me, I echo what all of my sisters have said very well. But for me, I think when I realized that I was putting more into the relationship or to the situation than what I was receiving out of it. Mm-hmm. I think that's when I realized I was unequally yoked at that point, because it was like I was getting to the point to where I was like, wait a minute, I'm giving this, I'm giving that. But this person is giving me bare minimum in return. And it's like, and sometimes what we have to realize is it's not always the other person's fault as well. It's not always the other person's fault. Sometimes we have to look at ourselves in the mirror and be like, you know what? I wasn't ready for what this person was bringing to the situation at the time. I wasn't ready for it. I had some situations that I had some issues, some internal issues that I had to deal with on my own before I got into this relationship, this friendship, this partnership, or any of that. Case in point, because this is World Talk Monday, but we're going to keep it godly as well, as we always do. If you look at King David, he was appointed and anointed to be a king at an early age. But before he became the king, he had giants that he had to slay before he became the king. So in other words, God had already given him the title and anointed him for what he was going to do. But before he got there, he had some things that he had to work on to be able to get him ready for that next level. And a lot of times, God has anointed us for things. God has anointed us to be that business owner. God has anointed us to be that husband. God has anointed us to be that wife. And just because God anointed us, the minute that God anoints us to that thing, we think that it's time for us to run over there and do it. And then we fail to realize that we jack it up because we haven't fought and slayed the giants that we needed to slay before we got there. If David was to just run over there and be the king after he was anointed, he wouldn't have been prepared for it. But because he had fought giants, because he attended to his father's sheep, and because he was already doing what God had called him to do, he was more ready to and more prepared to be the king of Israel at that point. So in a lot of times, we can jack ourselves up by busting God's timing and going on our own timing. And I can be a witness. I've done that. I've done that.
I think we've all done that.
Mm-hmm. Anyone want to add to that?
I can add to it. I definitely agree with what you said, bro, because, you know, a lot of the times, like you just said, in regards to
hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Being somebody's husband or somebody's wife, or no, being a wife and being a husband, you can be that, but that doesn't necessarily mean you are that person's. So if we're in a relationship, yeah, I could be a wife. I have the attributes of a wife, but that does not mean that I am qualified to be your wife. So that's when you knowing what equally yoked means, that's when that comes into play, because that'll help you avoid some of the hardships further along when you end up finding out that, yeah, I was never qualified to be this person's wife, or they were never qualified to be my husband. So I definitely agree with you when you said that.
Anybody else?
No one else? No, me?
Yeah. I do got one thing I want to add to that real quick, and then I'll let you add yours. So mine would be that what we have to realize is a lot of times we think that we do not become a wife or a husband until somebody proposes to us. We have to realize that God has already ordained us to be that before you even get that title. You just become that person's wife or husband. You as a wife before I even put that ring on your finger. You become my wife after I put that ring on your finger. Going back to the scripture, he who finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains favor from the Lord. It didn't say he who finds a girlfriend then puts a ring on her finger, then makes her a wife, finds a good thing and obtains a favor from the Lord. But you was already a wife before I put that ring on your finger. You just became my wife after I put that ring on your finger.
Okay.
I agree.
Preach, sir. So I just want to add something that I looked up. So when you look up unequally yoked in a concordance, it brings up one of the definition word, it brings up discord. And so when you look up the word discord, if you're unequally yoked, I'm sure many of y'all know what discord is, but I'll speak on some words that came up when I looked up the definition for discord. I don't want to go through the whole definition, but I'm going to like just throw out some words. So when you're unequally yoked, it causes discord, whether it's an husband or wife, whether it's a girlfriend or boyfriend or partnership, it causes conflict, friction, disagreement, dispute, disobedience, division. And so I believe if we're walking, because we're talking about believers, right? And so mm-hmm. I believe that when you come into knowing who Christ is and you're walking with the Lord, that if you are unequally yoked with someone, that is going to cause disagreements, it's going to cause discord from you and God. And oftentimes, as myself in the past, I've been in relationships that I was trying to change this person to make them more godly. I was trying to change this person to make them pray more. I was trying to change this person to make them go to church. They did not want to go to church, but I see the greater person because I'm all for winning the soul to Christ. And so because of that in my past, I always overlooked the red flags. And so what that happened with pushing to do that and staying with that individual, it caused discord for me and the Lord. So eventually, if you are in discord or unequally yoked, even if it's a partnership or even if it's a business relationship, then let's be real. God gives us opportunity. So if God brings a business opportunity to you, some way along the line, if they're that partner isn't equally yoked, you're going to make decision that God isn't telling you to make. And then that separates you from God. And then that's when you're going in a path that God is not over that thing and he releases his hands of covering. So I just wanted to highlight that because when I looked up unequally yoked and discord comes, we know that the devil comes to bring discord. And so he dresses up things to make it look like it's godly when it's really not. And so it brings us away from God. So I just wanted to highlight that.
I like that. I like that. Anybody got anything they want to add on that before we go on to question number two? Because that was powerful right there.
No? No one?
Hey.
That was good. You could drop the mic on that one.
You really could. You really could. Exactly. All right. You can go with number two and I'll do number three.
Okay. Unless you want to do number two since it's your question.
Okay. I can. All right. Right here. This coming. Have you been in situations where you know you was where you knew you was unequally yoked, but you chose to stay out of comfort? Have you been in situations where you knew that you was unequally yoked? You knew that friendship didn't serve you no more. You knew that relationship didn't serve you anymore. You knew it, but you chose to stay out of loyalty.
So I'll go ahead and go first real quick, just so I can get it out the way. Yes, to answer that question, absolutely. In every situation, in a boyfriend relationship, in a business relationship, in a friendship relationship, absolutely. All of the above. Every single relationship, I have been burnt because guess what? I can't point fingers and I can't blame anyone because the signs are obvious. But when you are naive and when you really see, you want to see the greater and the better in people, you tend to overlook that. So as far as I want to throw out myself as far as in an intimate relationship. I was in a relationship where it was physically abusive. It started as verbally abusive. That was a clear indication that God is not asking you to commit to a relationship with someone that is telling you that you are not worthy. because that doesn't line up with the word of God or the character of God. But when that's, this is why it's just so beautiful for me, when I came into a closer relationship with God, it allowed me not to be boastful or prideful, but to know who I am in Christ, to know that I'm his baby, and that can't, no, I'm not to sit there and allow anyone to beat upon me or call me out of my name. But when I was out in the world and I didn't know any better, I thought that was it for me because he said he loved me. So it went from verbally abusive, because that was a warning. That was a clear indication that it was unequally yoked, but I stayed. And then it went from that to being physically abusive. And then that was the clear indication, number two, that it's very much unequally yoked, and I stayed for a while. So that was one occasion. Then another occasion with a friend, someone I dated or someone I used to talk to, she didn't talk to them after. But I saw that as still being loyal, because I'm like, okay, well, you know, I'm not with that person anymore. We didn't really talk in depth as much. We just kind of like, you know, and so it's just not saying who I talk to is off limit, but I would never in my life cross in my heart, my thoughts to date or talk to anyone that someone I call my friend ever had any dealings with. That's me, because that's my loyalty. And so in business relationships where I've got burnt financially going into deals with them, and I'm just like, this don't make no sense, but I overlooked it. So I just wanted to just highlight those, that sometimes the signs are clear as day, but what I've also realized in my journey, in my walk with Christ, is until you really come into who Christ is and he lifts the veil off your eyes,
come on,
you really don't see the bad that it is that you're doing to yourself and that person as well. Because not only are you taking the abuse, are you taking the disrespect and committing to something that is unhealthy, but you're allowing that person to continue to be a narcissist, if I must say, right? Because not calling out anyone, but a lot of times if you're dealing with an abusive relationship, or if you're dealing with someone that is taking advantage of you, whether it's a relationship, a business partner, or a friendship, if we are blinded spiritually, we tend to allow a lot of things to go under, to pass and go underneath the rug and be tucked underneath the rug. And like when the veil comes up and lift, you really see the bright side of what God is really talking about in his words. So you know from the jump what it should look like when you are on, when you're unequally yoked, or when you're equally yoked, or when it is the fruit of God. If you want to really sum it up to being unequally yoked and equally yoked, it really does come down to you will know their fruit. And so, yeah, I just wanted to answer on that note.
Who wants to go next?
Daisy, you're going to make my neck hurt shaking my head at you so much. But I want to just add to that, because I too have experienced that. My last situation, actually, currently, you know, my ex-husband, he was the same way. And because I wasn't as deep in my relationship with the Lord, you know, I kind of like relied on him a little bit to kind of help me get to a level where I wanted to be, because he was a pastor. So I allowed that to, you know, be a crutch for me, right? And in that, it was the same thing. You know, it was the love bombing at first. Everything's good. And then here we go with the verbal abuse. Same thing. The verbal abuse, that was the warning. I left before we even got married. But then again, with the love bombing, here we go. You know, everything's going to be fine. I'm not going to do that again. You know, all the things, tell you whatever you want to hear. Then we decide to get married. The verbal abuse turns into physical abuse. Then it's emotional abuse. And then, you know, psychological, like it's everything, just a snowball, right? So after that, I was just like, you know, it is either going to be him or me. So I chose me. And at the end of the day, you know, once I chose me, that's like you said, the veil was lifted. You know what I mean? And I want to encourage anybody. I don't care if it's a past. I don't care who it is. I don't care if you married. That is not okay. If you are with somebody who is treating you a certain way and you know that is not of God, you are important, you are valued, you should be loved correctly. Do not stay in a situation that does not serve you. If it does not give you the same peace that God gives you, do not stay in that relationship because you deserve so much better. But yeah, I wanted to add to that because that was the same exact thing that I went through too. So I can relate.
Yeah. Good stuff, Shira. And I'm going to piggyback on what you said because I also agree with both of you ladies. And since we are talking about DV or verbal abuse, I would say, I've been blessed enough to not have any physical abuse in my relationships. And but I have been in a situation where, a couple of situations maybe where it's been verbal. And I would always think about those people like how you just described that went through that physical. And I would say, you know what? It's just words. You know, we come from a strong culture that words aren't supposed to hurt you. So I would just used to try to brush it off because it's just words. It shouldn't hurt you. And, you know, I even think about my mom because my mom is so strong. Words could not bother her. Like, baby, if you say something, she gonna fire back without missing a beat. But that's not me. You know, I can fire back without missing a beat, but it's gonna tear me up on the inside. It hurts. So when you go through a situation where when you experience that and it just doesn't feel right. And I think that's, you know, the message I want to give to anybody listening is something just don't feel right to your core, whatever that something is, that's your sign that that's not what God has for you. And I don't want to say anytime things get uncomfortable or anything, something happens in any kind of relationship or friendship that you don't like, that's when you can throw up the not equally yoked flag. That's not what I'm saying, you know, but if it feels not right to your core, then you know that that's a deal breaker likely for you. And it's four of us on this screen. Each one of us going to have some different deal breakers. Your deal breaker is going to be different from mine. And just because I can tolerate something don't mean you can, and vice versa. So with that being said, if you have a deal breaker or you once you just establish that something's a deal breaker for you, it's going to always be a deal breaker. So don't ever waver on that. Don't ever waver on that because that's your sign that y'all might not be equally yoked. So in that example of having or being in a situation where there was verbal abuse and it just hurt, it didn't feel right. And I think now to if my husband and I have a disagreement, which we don't have disagreements sometimes. Sometimes they might get a little loud, but it never goes there. It never goes there. And for me, that's how I know in that area that we are equally yoked because we're not going to go below the belt. I'm not going
to
talk.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Talk about his mama. He not going to talk about my mama. I'm not going to say something that offensive to him. He not going to say something that offensive to me. We might get loud or keep it out of the subject at hand, but it's going to always be that mutual respect. So always kind of have that baseline in your head, what you are willing to be okay with, what your deal breakers are. And that can be your guide and your compass along with the word as far as what equally yoked is for you.
Oh man,
that's good
for me. there's definitely been situations where I've looked at it and I'm like, I definitely stayed longer than I should have out of loyalty, out of the fact of I don't want them to think that just because I've gotten to a certain level that I'm thinking that I'm better than them now, or because of the simple fact of, oh man, I've known them for this long, like I'm gonna rock with them for a little bit longer. Or I've even been in situations where I'm like, well, maybe if I just pray a little bit harder, maybe I can change them. At this point in my life, I'm 34 years old, and at this point in my life, I ain't trying to change nobody. I'm not trying to do the job that your mama or your daddy should have done so many years ago. I'm not trying to raise you to be the person that you're supposed to be. Now, if you ain't wanting the saints for yourself, that's on you. But at this point in my life, I'm choosing peace over toxicity. I'm choosing peace over negativity. I'm choosing peace over all of that. I shared a meme with Sarah and Danny on yesterday that said, it's my turn. It's my turn now. It's my turn for everything that God has promised me. It's my turn. I'm not stopping until I get everything that he told me I'm going to receive. And if what you are doing is standing in the way of that at this point, then yo, I'm going to cut my losses. I'm going to be, as the Bible says, may the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent one from another. Amen. Because it's like, obviously, at this point, where you going and where I'm going, it's two different directions. And I'm not going to try to keep forcing you to stay in the direction that I'm going when you ain't at that level yet. Hopefully, one day you get to that level. But right now, you just not there yet. I was in a situation this weekend where, and back in the day, it would have been fun. Oh, man, I would have had a blast. But I'm sitting back and I'm like, man, this ain't even like I used to think this was fun. Seriously? This used to be fun to me. Seriously? And it's like at that moment, a wise person actually told me, you matured. That's why it's not fun for you anymore. You matured. So.
Anyone want to add to that before I add and go to the next question? Before anyone
want to add? I think the only thing that I would say is, Reb, I feel that you are completely right. But I do think it's also worthwhile to say that, at least for me, in my heart, you know, like you say, you have to choose you. But as a believer, I always feel like God puts it on my heart to leave room for the other person in terms of my life going forward is not going to all be about me. There's going to be times when I'm going to have to help people. There's going to be times where I'm going to have to support someone. And I'm not specifically speaking to a romantic relationship, even though that is going to be the case sometimes. But I never want to completely get to that level where it's about me. And I'm not saying that that's what you were saying. I'm not saying that that's what saying. No. I know you and I know that's not what you were saying.
No, not at all.
Like there might be some people out there that can misinterpret a little bit what you said. And, you know, say, well, you know, I got to choose me. I got to choose me. But I always leave that space for if God puts it on your heart to, you know, serve, you know, big on servant leadership, you know, be there for somebody else. Because when I feel like life is always going around, either you up or you down, either you left or you right. And I don't want anybody that I'm close to, if I reach out to them in a time of need, but no, I can't help you, sis. I can't help you. And I know everybody on this call, I could call right now.
And we'd have you
back. Might be like, you need that $200. I ain't got, no, okay. We gonna come up with that money for you, sis. I'm just kidding. But, you know, like I'm saying, I just want people to, you know, keep that space for that, you know, because that's sure. What God is definitely always want us to have space in our heart for that.
For sure, because the scripture even says when he told Paul, when Jesus was talking, and he said, you know what, after you come out of this situation, I want you to go back and strengthen your brothers. So don't forget about where you came from, but there's going to come a time where you're going to have to make sure that you are taking care of you, because if you're not taking care of you, you're no good for anybody else. And
that's where the balance
I'm looking is. At the world. I'm looking at the way that Daisy's looking at me right now. As I just said, you don't take care of you, you ain't taking, you no good for anybody else. She's looking at me like, oh, really? Really? Because you need to be hearing that yourself, sir.
No. I was not looking at you. I must be cross-eyed, cock-eyed or something right now. Because I was
not looking at you. Look, that was the Holy Spirit getting on me.
Looking at my phone.
Okay.
It must have been. I was looking at an email that came through. I was looking at the top. Let me tell you what the title of the email was, right? Welcome to Our Time. God just be speaking. I'm sorry. And that made me smile because... go ahead, James, what you were saying.
So, and, you know, saying that you have to take care of you and make sure that you're okay, that's something I struggle with, because I'm always trying to make sure everybody else is good, that I forget about myself. And
yeah,
I'm not saying that I'm totally going to be about me, but as I've
gotten older, I don't think you ever could. But what I hear is that, you know, you have boundaries. You have boundaries in place. And that's okay. You know, we all need to have those boundaries in place. I'm willing to help you up until this point. I'm willing to support you up until this point. Once we go past that point, I can't help you no more. You know, I can't do everything. So that's, you know, what I hear with that is having those boundaries in place. That's very important. I think even God, Jesus himself wants us to have boundaries in place. You know, I'm not going to preach because that's not my lane, but there's stories in the Bible where I believe Jesus was setting boundaries himself.
About to say to him, I was about to say to him, even when Jesus traveled all over the city, went into different towns, whenever he did his ministry, he always pulled away.
That was the example, the first example I was thinking of. He went off by himself.
Always.
That was his time, his me time. You know what? This is my boundary. I need to be by myself. And that's one I can relate to. Because I need that me time sometimes.
With the Lord. Because
with the Lord.
I know James, he can go and say he has me time. And guess what? This me time on the phone texting. Me time is making a new flyer. Sometimes you just got to, you know the story, Mary and Martha. Sometimes, and he's been bringing this scripture to me a lot. Sometimes you got to sit up there. When Jesus went into their house, Martha was so busy trying to impress and do all the things, cater the food, cook the food, and he wanted her to just rest at his feet. And so you can pull away, but what are you pulling away and doing? Because let's be real, if you're rooted in God, you got to pull away, and like Jesus did. He went and he fasted with God. He went away and he went and talked to God. If you ever read in the scripture, he will always go back and pray to God at the end of his day in ministry. He'll pull away secretly from the crowd, from his disciples too. And went, and that's to what, you know, Via saying, that would be us drawing a line and setting healthy boundaries in our livelihood and in ministry and in our relationship. And I don't think anything's absolutely wrong with that. And I wanted to also add, I'm sorry, V, were you finished talking? Okay.
Go ahead.
She was saying too, to you as well, James, what came to mind when you were saying it's me time, and when she was commenting saying you don't ever want to just seclude yourself or isolate yourself, what I wanted to hit on was in scriptures, it also says iron sharpens iron. And so you want to connect with people, because also scripture says that do not neglect my gathering, but the gathering and the sharpening has to be right. And then that brings it back to being equally yoked, because you can have your me time and then you can go and connect with, you know, whomever, but if they're not sharp, if you're not sharpening each other, and God will also have an instinct where, what, like Jesus, where he'll have you go and help someone, and, you know, and or they help you. Like right now he has me in an isolation period where though he'll bring people in my heart, whether to help, reach out to, or pray for. A lot he's been having me just to pray for people, intercede for people. And so you can have your me time, but in that me time, God, if you're really doing it with God and partnering up with God, he's going to use that me time to still intercede and to still bless people in whatever way that looks like for his glory. So I just wanted to highlight that for you, James. I know, you know, you're such a thriver, right? And you're such a you go hard for what you want, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. But while you're climbing, understand that everything that we do on this faith walk, I'm sorry, I'm gonna hit you real hard with this, and I told you this before, what we do on this faith walk isn't for us.
Oh no, it ain't.
And the quicker a lot of people, I came into revelation with that because God kept bringing that to me, because a lot of times people go to prayer, we go to God with selfish prayer. Me, 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 do this for me, 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 me. This has nothing to do with us. Yes, God is going to take us through some things and bring us, like James said before, to go help your brother or sister so he can get the glory. So yes, God promised us all these beautiful things, and he wants to bless us with the beautiful things, but he's blessing us with the beautiful things so we can be a blessing to someone else. I don't want to get to preaching, but I just don't want you to be selfish in this me season, because you're not a selfish person. So I know you would not get that way, but like, you know, I really strongly agree with V. Is it okay if I call you V girl?
Yes, absolutely.
Because, you know, we can tend, because I'm speaking from experience. There was a period where I know God were promising me things, and then I made it all about me, and that was selfish. So we can get caught up with it just being about us and not want to connect with anyone else or be available for God to use us to bless someone or available for someone to bless us. So just be open-minded in your me time with the
yes,
Lord.
Ma'am. Okay. Yes, ma'am. Right. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. All right, let's get back to these questions. Let's get back to these questions, y'all. I think we on question number 3, Daisy. It's on you.
That's your question. You could do your questions.
Hold on. Let me go back to it. All right, I got you. Question number 3 was. All right, found it. All right. So, what advice would you give someone in an unequally yoked situation? Somebody that is right now in a situation that they know they don't need to be in, but out of comfort, out of loyalty, out of desperation, they're staying there.
Get out, plain and simple. And whatever that looks like for you, you got to do it, because here's what's going to happen. It's not going to get better. And again, I'm big on not telling somebody what to do for their unique situation.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
With the exception of abuse, but with everything else, you have to determine if that what you're experiencing is your deal breaker, is your thing, is the straw that breaks the camel's back for you. And if it is, that's not going to change because that's you at your core. That's who you are. And life has a way of when you get the sign. You get, you know, my mama always say warning come before destruction, right? You get the sign that, okay, this ain't working out. But like you say, we there for comfort. You know, we there because, oh, we like to throw around the term, I've invested too much into this. All that stuff we tell ourselves, the longer you prolong it, the more it's going to hurt. The more painful it's going to be, the uglier it's going to get. So you have to really be strong, and it's hard. It's hard to leave a situation where, you know, you've gotten comfortable, but once you've identified this is what needs to happen and that's on your heart, you need to start making that move. I understand it's not going to always happen overnight. I understand that, you know, sometimes things is a process, but in life, things always happen up here before it happens out there. So you got to make up in your mind and make that move because, like I say, experience is the best teacher in most cases. And the experience don't have to be your personal experience. Shira can go through something, and this is just me. Shira can go through something and tell me about it, and I can learn from her experience and say, oh, let me not do that. Same thing with anybody else. So it doesn't have to be your experience. If somebody shares something with you and it impacts you and you say, oh, you know what, that's a lot, I could, then let that be a teacher for you. But again, when you go through a situation and you feel like that's not what it is for you, it's time to start planning to get up out of there.
Sure.
I would say the same thing. Like, you know what your tolerance is. If you are going to still be mad at it a month from now, then that's definitely a deal breaker. But if it's something that you're going to forget about after a week or so, then it's something that is deserving of a conversation. Everybody has, like VJ said, everybody has their deal breakers. Everybody has their 80% that they'll deal with and their 20%. And that's why it's important to know who you are and to know whose you are so you can determine which one is which for you.
I feel that. Daisy, I'll let you go and then I'll come in.
For me, my advice would be absolutely get out, right? I can say that. But it's easier said than done because I've been there. Let's be real, right? So what I realize is getting out is going to take more than you just getting up and leaving. You can't do it on your own might. You can't do it on your own strength. And so when I've been facing with hard decisions, whether it's a relationship, a friendship, I have been asking God, I can't do this on my own. God, give me the might to do it because I can't do it. And if I was to do it, I feel that I'm going to keep coming back to the thing. Like in scripture where it says that the dog that got sick, he vomited. And because he didn't have the spirit of the Lord to guide him and lead him, he kept coming back to that same disgusting throw up that made him sick. So what happens when you don't have the spirit of the Lord that you're partnering with? Because he wants to partner with us. And that's where I was going wrong before I came into who God was in that abusive relationship I was trying to leave on my own multiple times. But when I cried out to God and I said, God, I don't want to be here anymore, but I don't know how to leave. I need you to help me. Give me the strength and show me how to leave. And he slowly changed the desire and the love that I had to stay to see that my life, me pruning, me refining, and the refining process. The longer you stay, that refining process, once God gets you where he needs to get you, the longer you stay, the deeper that refining, that he's a potter's hands, right? And so once he gets you into that place, that safe place with him, he is going to have to do a work in you. And that's what he had to do through me, where it hurts. And sometimes you want to run back still to that thing, but because you ask him to partner up with you, it's like, you know that if you go back, it's a life and death situation. And that was for me, speaking in terms of that abusive relationship, because that's the closest thing I can give an example that was super hard for me. Like a lot of friendships wasn't as hard, where something tore me apart, where it hurt, where it actually felt like there was a spirit behind me forcing me to go back because I would have been dead because that man pulled a gun at me before. You understand what I'm saying? So that is how crucial it was for me to call out to God, to where he changed my desire. It was just like something in my gut just that yanked out of me when I cried out to God and asked him to give me the might. So in scripture, when you read scripture and it says the might is the Holy Ghost, the breath of the living God that then empowers you to do a thing that you can't humanly do on your own. And so, like I said, you can say, get up and go, but it's really, honestly, it's not easy because everything, like V said, it is, when you realize that this world is more spiritual, because the scripture says we come up not against flesh and blood, but against spirit and principalities, you'll know that if the devil is a part and behind an abusive relationship, he does not want you to get out, right? And so if you're not partnered with something more powerful and has higher authority as the Holy Spirit to help you through that thing, you can do counseling. You can do all of that, but you still have to get partner up with God so that he can get that thing from the root, because I'm speaking from experience how he healed me from the root, from things that went way back before that abusive relationship that opened up my spiritual eyes to see why I allowed it also to occur for as long as it did, from things before I was even created in my mother's womb. Again, because this world is more spiritual than anything else. So I would also give that as an example to get out, to help you to get out. You cannot do it on your own, Mike. You cannot do it on your own. Don't try to do it on your own. You will continue to go back. And if you don't go back to that person, whether it's a friend, you're going to keep meeting the same person with a different body. Okay, so that's what's going to keep happening until you break that cycle, to get to the root, to see why you are attracting the same type of people in a different body. I want to give another example that if you're praying, God send me something different. Until you leave the bad thing that you're praying that God takes away from you to bring something better, he is not going to bless you with the good thing while you're holding on to the bad thing. Example, if you're going to get an oil change, when they change your oil, they change the filter, the old filter. If they were to put the new oil into the old filter, it's going to contaminate the whole entire filter, where it's not going to be a new oil change. So a lot of times we pray for God, remove me from this relationship, or remove him or her from this friendship or this relationship. We're holding on to it. We're wanting a better relationship, a new thing, but how can he bring a new thing when you're holding on still to the old thing? There's no room for him, you know, to bring on the new things that we're praying for. A lot of times we pray, God, give me more of you. Well, what are you releasing so that he can give you more of him? You know what I'm saying? So I just wanted to give those examples based on my personal experience as well in my walk with Christ, and how he's been dealing with me. Yeah, just like example, another one. When you go to get a car, your current car is giving problems, and you want to trade it in, or you don't want to trade it in, but you want a new car, and that current car is giving you a hard time, but you are afraid to get a, say your car payment may be $50 more, is either you keep that car that you're praying that gives you problems that you keep paying every week. There's an issue going on with the car. You can keep the car, but you're not going to get the new thing. You got to release something, and releasing something, you may have to up your price, if that makes sense. Does that make sense? You have to kind of up the, and that's just God bringing you higher. Not saying it's going to accumulate more bill for you, but God will never give you something that is going to hinder you. So if you're praying for better and greater, you have to come up higher. You got to release the things that's below where God is taking you for him to take you higher, to give you better.
Whew, that is good. That is real good. Don't have anything to add to that. Y'all have hit everything on the head, and that was perfect. We're going to close it out with one more question. Sis, I'm going to let you go with one of yours.
Next time, I think we need to like do my question and your question, because still we yes. get to my questions.
Yes, that's what I was trying to do. I was trying to get to yours first. So we're going to go, we're going to have a part three of this discussion, y'all. I promise y'all, it's got to have a part three. So we're going to go with yours. We're going to get one of yours, and then we're going to come back again and get it going again.
I want to see which one out of the three of my questions to go with, because we only have time for one more, right?
Yeah.
All right. So let me see which one I'm going to do. Okay. All right, so let's do number 7.
Okay.
Which would be number 4, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so the question is, do you feel it is important to know context on a word to fully understand its meaning, especially when it's relating to biblical principles?
Yeah, I'm going to say yes, because that's actually a little bit one of my pet peeves sometimes. I mean, I feel like the Bible is here to mostly provide us with knowledge and comfort, you know. So sometimes it could be, you know, all that scripture, it hit right on time. But also, we as people, we have the tendency to take things out of context sometimes. And that's not what God meant. That's not what God intended. You know, all scripture is God breath. So everything has a meaning. And most times it's a little bit deeper than what you read on the surface level. So it is very important to bring context to anything that you are using, especially if you're using it to support an argument. And when I say argument, I don't mean, oh, you're debating. It's to support a position. You need to bring that context to it and just dig a little bit deeper. You don't have to be a theologist, anything like that. There are so many resources. You don't, you know, you can go to a particular scripture and type it in. And, you know, it can bring context to the meaning. I also like to recommend tools like even the Bible for Dummies. It's really good with kind of breaking down, you know, the story behind certain scriptures and certain passages and certain books of the Bible. You need to know who wrote it. What time frame was this written in? Why did this person say that? You know, we were just talking a few minutes ago about, you know, breaking off, having time to yourself and congregating with other people who think like us. And in that moment, the thought came in my head. I said, watch, somebody gonna be thinking, oh, wait, God spent time with criminals. God ate with criminals, you know, so you can always find a scripture to support in either side. So before you do that, you need to just dig a little bit deeper, just a little bit. And if you don't know, ask somebody like Rev or Daisy, because they got it. they can point you in the right direction. I'm gonna tell you to go to Google and do a little bit more homework, but yes, it is very important.
All right, Chair.
I agree with VJ. It's definitely important. The Bible even talks about wisdom comes before destruction. So, you know, in order for you to prepare yourself to avoid certain things happening for your downfall, it's definitely important for you to be knowledgeable about what's going on. You feel more prepared. If you go and take a test without studying for it, 9 times out of 10, you're not going to pass. So in that case, it's the same thing with life. You know, you should be prepared or try to prepare as best as possible. Even when the Bible talks about, you know, just being with the armor, full armor of God, that's preparing you for when you go out into the world. So preparation is definitely necessary, and being knowledgeable about things is definitely necessary.
You want to go, James? That was good, lady.
I can. Definitely. I mean, the scripture even says, my people perish because of lack of knowledge. So if you want to know something and you want to get better at it, you got to get in the book. It's like what I love about our Christian walk of life is every day you're going through a test. But what I love about it is the tests are open book tests. All you have to do is open up the Word of God. There's nothing new under the sun. The answer to what you are going through is right there. The scripture says you have not because you ask not. You got to act. If you want more knowledge, you got to spend more time with Him. That may mean spending less time in other places, but you got to make sure that you are getting your time in with Him so that He can edify you and strengthen you and make you better for where you are heading. Because new levels equal new devils. So you got to make sure that you are ready for where you are heading to.
Come on, sir. All right, y'all. I think y'all went out real strong. Okay, I don't even need to say nothing else. I want to add to what everyone else is saying. Context is important, especially when it comes to the Bible. A lot of times we read the Bible and like V said, we don't have understanding. And that used to be me when I was a new babe in Christ. And I was using words and, you know, scriptures to promote my sin. And oftentimes a lot of people do that now. They want to throw a scripture and say God created me in His own image, when they're out there homosexual, for example. And I'm tired of it. I'm tired of people throwing out scriptures to use it as a tool to continue to sin. And throwing out grace as the scriptures about God's grace, never ending grace. But we also see that with His very own people in the book, in the Bible, that Israel, it came upon a time where God brought destruction and judgment to them because they would not turn away from worshiping their idols. So we do know that there's a breaking point, even in His judgment that He's bringing. It's still with grace. That is still grace, right? And so, I think context is very important when you, example, we're talking about unequally yoked. And so unequally yoked, one of the books that it was in is in 2 Corinthians, right, where Paul was writing to the Corinthians church. And if you don't really know the story about that, we've used it for so long and, you know, don't be on it. But what it's really, just to sum it up, what that was talking about is where they were going into, he was telling the Corinthians not to mix with unbelievers because they were at a place where they were vulnerable to fall to idols as well, just to sum it up. But if you don't read the whole book, in whatever phrase you're using from the Bible, you can very well use it out of context. And we do, I've done it a lot in my past, and people do still do it now. So I would say it's important, you know, just to go, and because a lot of times we don't like to read, right? But just take the time, and if you don't want to read the whole book at that moment, say you're using a scripture out of Psalms and you're reading a verse, go and read the verse or two before and the verse or two after. If you don't want to go and sit and read the whole book of Psalms, you know what I'm saying, just to get the grift. But you also have to keep in mind, and I heard this from a prophet also, which just, it blew my mind, that the Bible was written not to us, but for us. So that it wasn't that good when she said, I was like, I almost threw my best slipper. And
Can I say something right there too, Daisy? And I think I need your help with this too, but I feel like I want to make a point about this because I hear it all the time. So, you know, somebody always say, oh, the Bible say, don't let the left hand know what the right hand doing. And I'm like, and a lot of times that's dealing, when people use it in that context, it's something not good. It's about some infidelity. It's about some scheming, some BS. Excuse me, y'all. And I'm like, if you only knew that scripture, and I don't remember the whole entire story. That's why I say I might need your help with that. But that scripture is intended with giving. It's forgiving. When you are giving, you don't let the left hand know what the right hand is doing and vice versa. So stop using that for all your other stuff. Don't let the left hand know what the right hand is doing. But, you know, it's funny sometimes. We do it as people. We've all done it. But like the point you made, it's so important to, you know, read the full context. I know in law, I'm not a lawyer, but I have some education there. And it's the same thing in law. When you're reading statutory law, keep reading, because you notice in the law, there's a lot of sections. It says section A, B, and you just have to keep reading until you read it in its entirety. You don't just read that one little blurb and stop there. So that's my soapbox talk. Thank you for letting me piggyback on you with you, Daisy.
And you were right. I don't have to add anything else to it. You are absolutely right. It just basically was, God is just basically saying there is a lot of times, example, when we give to someone, we help someone out, or when we're giving to the poor, we like to post. And unless God leads us to post and share it, that's cool. But he intended for that scripture so we don't get in the habit of being boastful and wanting to look that we're more holier than thou, or we're more spiritual, when really that doesn't matter. It's our heart. So you are absolutely right about
that.
No,
that's a great example. And it goes so well with posting about when you're doing these deeds. So thank you for bringing that home. I love that example.
Yeah. And that's what he has. It to me as well, with that. And I know a lot of people, the scripture you're talking about, a lot of people also used it when they're sinning, you know, when they're doing a crime. I heard someone a while ago said, I forgot what it was on the news. I think it was a guy that killed a girl, or something to that nature, if I remember correctly. And the scripture was quoted. And I was just like, well, so you mean his family shouldn't tell that if they know the information? So, you know, again, like, you have worldly people using the scriptures that they do know. Because let's be real, people that's out in the world, the devil knows the scripture. He quoted the scripture to Jesus to tempt him. So you have people out in the world using the scriptures way out of context to do their sin and to say they have the Holy Spirit in them. And if you're not careful, that's why it's so important to get in your word, and most importantly, have a relationship with God, so you're not deceived, you're not led astray, and you're not fooled. So you can always go and test the spirit by the spirit to know what is of God, what is from God, and you know, who God is using in that moment, because everybody ain't sent from God, like, let's be real. But yeah, you are on point with that scripture. And I wanted to add before we go, on Matthew 7:7, I think James mentioned it before, but I wanted to highlight that it says in that scripture, it says, ask and you shall receive, seek and you shall find, knock and the door shall be open. So understand that the Holy Spirit, God said in his word that he had to go. Jesus had to go so that he can send the helper, which is the Holy Spirit. And so we have the Holy Spirit, y'all, that is our helper, that if you don't understand the Bible, the scriptures, what you're reading or something, anything, the Holy Spirit, he left and sent him for our helper. You can ask him to open up your spiritual sense and your spiritual eyes and your spiritual gates, the wisdom and the knowledge of God, so that you can understand what you're reading, so that you don't have to be led astray. Especially in the season that we're in, we see all these pastors being exposed and so on and so forth. I cannot stress enough that it's so important in the season to partner with the Holy Spirit, who is our helper, because he will give you understanding to open up your mind to understand the scriptures that you are running from, that you're reading scripture, one verse to quote it or to use it in something when you really don't know. The scripture was left also as a sword. That's our weapon. The word is the weapon. And so I, in my journey, and you can ask James, God had led me when I was diagnosed with a diagnosis that I wasn't happy about. God led me in a time of fasting to write a prayer, and it was loaded with scripture. And so he left us these scriptures where if you get an unfailing diagnosis, the scripture says that when Jesus Christ died on the cross, my debt, my sickness, the diseases was nailed to the cross. He also said in his word that in second Chronicles 7:14, my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from my wicked ways, then will I hear them from heaven, I will heal their land and forgive them of their sins. So use the scriptures, y'all, but also make sure you're not just reading one scripture. And it, like V said, you can use Google, but it's so important if you're Googling a scripture. If you have a Bible, whether it's on your Bible app or on a physical page Bible, you can turn. Take a time, take an hour a day to read a chapter, just so you can get full understanding for yourself. Because you never want to just trust on a pastor, your own pastor, your preacher. You want to understand the word for yourself.
Amen. 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 We thank you all for walking with us tonight. And we appreciate you all. There will definitely be a part three, and we will have more great questions for you all. And I promise you all that we are going to be, this has been a great episode. It is an episode that was needed. At this time, what I'm going to do is I'm going to let my sisters, V, J, and Sarah, tell a little bit about them, of where you can find them at, and give you a little bit of information on them, whichever one wants to start.
Okay, I'll go. Okay, guys, so you can find me at the Blemish Beauty Podcast on Apple and Spotify, also on iHeartRadio. I have also a YouTube channel at ShireRenee510, so I look forward to seeing you guys.
Amen, amen, amen. And she's also on After Show Vibes, but... she just forgot that. She forgot that. So, VJ,
I'm going to let you go. Many. I'm getting like you.
So, I too mostly hang out on YouTube, or you can find me on Facebook at Hey, H-E-Y, Venetia, V like Victor, A-N-E-C-I-A. So, Hey, Venetia at on YouTube or on Facebook. Or you can also visit my website, www.venecia.com.
All right. So we thank you all for rocking with us. And as I always say, as we close out, sometimes our disappointments are nothing more than God's appointments, meaning sometimes if we look at it as bad, God has only turned it around for our good. Stay blessed, and be a blessing to someone else. I will see y'all next week. Peace.
Bye.
We love y'all.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.